USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The Senate race in Florida, still up in the air. The winner still not certified because the election's still too close to call. There will now be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. Now, under Florida state law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, which it is, it triggers a manual recount.
I want to express the eternal gratitude and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
President Trump also saying he's trying to reform the troubled VA.
And deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The Senate race in Florida, still up in the air. The winner still not certified because the election's still too close to call. There will now be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. Now, under Florida state law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, which it is, it triggers a manual recount.
I want to express the eternal gratitude and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
President Trump also saying he's trying to reform the troubled VA.
And deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A criminal reform bill being created. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
President Trump threw his support behind a bipartisan bill to reform federal sentencing guidelines. The president says this bill will reduce crime and give our fellow citizens a second chance at redemption. Pastor Daryl Scott helped craft this bill. He was on Fox News and believes this is a bill that everyone can get behind.
I've been working with them, been in several meetings regarding prison reform, and the president has advocated very strongly in private for prisoners as well. And they're looking at this as a forgotten segment of America, that they are American citizens, and because they have made mistakes and committed crime, doesn't mean they should have all their rights stripped. And so they're advocating for reduction in sentences, early release in some cases for nonviolent offenses. That 1994 Clinton crime bill that disproportionately incarcerated African Americans is something that is being overhauled.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, arrested for domestic violence. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Security at his apartment said that Michael yelled, "She hit me first." According to law enforcement, he was trying to kick the woman out of his apartment when the domestic violence occurred. He calls the accusations completely bogus.
I want to thank the hardworking men and women of the LAPD for their professionalism and their work. They had no option in light of the allegations.